Monday the 22nd of October, Rabbi Meir Rappaport, in Yonah, Boss of Acholos.
Yoshus, for a Kola Kodush Hazeh. Medin is a Gemara. First he eats milk, and then he wants to eat meat. What does he have to do? Says the Gemara, three things he has to do. He has to do Netila, he has to wash his hands. He's got to do Kinuach. He's got to clean out his mouth. How he cleans out his mouth, the Gemara explains, and he's got to do hadoch, he's got to wash out his mouth. So the three things the person has to do if he wants to eat meat after milk: kinuach, netila, and hadoch. He has to wash his hands, wash his mouth, and clean his mouth out. The minig is, by some people, to wait half an hour between milk and meat in addition to netila, kinuach, and hadoch. But midin the Gemara, the three things: netila, kinuach, and hadoch. Now the Beir Heitav in Hilchos Shavuos says, Shomati, I heard, she'oichlin cholov ve'achakach boso, that there's a minig on Shavuot to eat milk and then meat, not to eat milky, but to eat milk and then meat. Deloy k'moy she'otso ha'malochim, not like the malochim did, eitzel Avrom, she'ochlu boso becholov, they ate meat together with milk, she'bavul ze nitno toiro le'Yisrael. For this reason, toiro was given to Klal Yisrael. What does the Beir Heitav mean? So there's a shittim kubetzes in Bechoyrus, that's what with base, who brings a Tosis Chatoinus, who brings a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim came with a timer. Why are you giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Kno hoidcho ala shomayim. Give the Torah to the Malachim, give the Torah to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, they bring to Yerushalmi, that look at Klal Yisrael, miyad shetinoik bo mi beis ha-feita. As soon as a little child comes home from school, mevin loy cholov ve oichel, they bring him milky food and he eats. Mevin loy botol, they bring him meat, the noitel yodov, he washes his hands. Aval atem you, the malochim, ochaltem botol becholov, you ate meat and milk together. How do we know? As it says in this week's parsha, Vayikach chemo v'cholov uben abokar asher otso, he gave them meat and milk to eat, and you ate bosa v'cholov. Therefore, the Torah goes to Klal Yisrael, they deserve the Torah. Now, that's Yerushalmi, and that's why we have a minigon shavuot, says a berhetev, to eat milk and then meat. That's why we have a minigon shavuot to eat milk and then meat, because if not for the malochim having eaten bosa v'cholov, we would never have got the Torah. So that's why I have a minute to eat milk and then meat. That's the Beir Heitav. The loik moi she'osa malochim eitzel Avrom, the eitzel of the cholov, and that's why Tori was given the Klal Yisrael. Now when I saw this Yerushalmi, something bothered me. It says that when a child comes home from school, mevin loy cholov ve'oichel, mevin loy boso ve'noitel yodov. It's amazing. The little children, they wash their hands after they eat milk, before they eat the meat. But there's something missing here. It's all very well, this little child washed his hands, but what happens to kinuach and hadoch? What happens to cleaning out his mouth and washing his mouth? That he's missed out on. So fakert, it's a taina on the Klal Yisrael. So if you look in the Gemara tells us that when does a person have to wash his hands? That's by night. By night, it's dark and a person can't see. Says the Gemara, a person has to wash his hands and he has to clean out his mouth and he has to wash out his mouth. By day, you only have to do kinuach and hadoch. You only have to clean out your mouth and wash your mouth. You don't have to wash your hands, because by day you can look at your hands and you can see they are clean. Ya'ayin yodav, you look at your hands and you can tell they're clean. Therefore, by day there's no hakpodah, there's no necessity to wash one's hands. Says the Shach in Simin Peches, Yif Kotten Tes, that even at night, he brings Rabbein Yerucham, a Rishon, who says that even at night, if a person has a neir yof, a good candle, then he doesn't have to wash his hands, because he can look at his hands, he can check his hands are clean by looking with a candle. The Maharshal says a bit stronger, neir yof ke'in avuka, it's got to be a torch, it's got to be a proper flame rather than just a candle, and that is enough in order that he shouldn't have to wash his hands at night, he can just check that his hands are clean. However, says the Shach, he brings the tool, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Peretz is a Rishon, that a person should be machmir, even by day he should wash his hands. And so to the Achroinim, says the Shach, and the Ateres Zov says that that is a minig, and the Shach says the Halacha, that a person should be noyig to wash his hands even by day. Why? Because sometimes shamnunis need bakaliyod, a bit of oil from the milky foods, a bit of fat from the milky foods can get stuck to his hands, and he may not notice it. Even if he looks at his hands, he may not notice it, and therefore a person should be makbid to wash his hands even by day. Maybe that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. We're not talking here about a child who's mekayim the halacha. There's no doubt that Klal Yisrael keep halacha. If the Gemara says a person has to wash his hands, and the person has to wash his mouth out and clean his mouth out, of course Klal Yisrael do that. What the Rebbeinu Shlomo was pointing out and priding in the little child that the Yiddish kid does is not halacha, it's the chumrah. Miyad shetinek bobi meisatefer. As soon as a child comes home from school, even when it's light, and even when he has a candle, and even when he has a flame, mevin lo yichol v'oichel, they bring him milk and he eats. Mevin lo yibosol, they bring him meat. Note to the other, he always washes his hands. Whether he has to alpi dinner, whether it's light, whether it's dark, he'll always wash his hands. That even the kayim, the minig, even the kayim, the chumrah, that's brought down in the shach, that are also mekayim. And you, the malachim, eight vosu b'cholot too. Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to point out the vast difference between Klal Yisrael and the malachim. Bishvil kach, shebal uzen nit notel Yisrael. That's why we're zoicha to the Torah. Have you ever wondered why is it that after we eat meat, we have to wait 6 hours? Kolponim. Some people wait 3 hours. In Amsterdam, they wait 1 hour. But Lemaisa, 6 hours. Whereas when we eat milk and then we want to eat meat, all we have to do, Medina de Gemara, is Netila Kinu Achanadocha, these three things, nothing else. There is a minute to wait half an hour, but nothing more than that. So, Be'etzem, why do we wait 6 hours? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that Mar'ukva, after he ate meat, he waited mis-se'udo lis-se'udo. That's the Loshna Gemara. Marukva, Choshevi'id, he didn't eat meat and then milk in the same meal. He ate mis-se'udo lis-se'udo. He waited from one meal till the next meal. Now what does it mean mis-se'udo lis-se'udo? That's the basis of why we wait after eating meat. What does it mean mis-se'udo lis-se'udo? So Rashi and the Rambam say that Marukva, of course, was a Talmud Chacham, and in those days people ate breakfast and stuff, but they didn't eat lunch like we eat today. And so therefore, a Talmud Chacham eats breakfast between 11 and 12. He eats supper between 6 and 7. That gives you 6 hours. From the Talmud Chacham's morning meal till his evening meal was a break of 6 hours. Let's say he ate breakfast just before 12 and he ate an early supper just after 6. That gives 6 hours. And that's where we get the idea that the person waits 6 hours. So, 2 separate meals is a given. The Gemara says, Mis-se'udo lis-se'udo. The person cannot eat meat and then milk in the same meal. He's got to have 2 separate meals. But in addition to the 2 separate meals, they have to be 6 hours apart. He has to wait 6 hours. So say Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos is choluk on Rashi and the Rambam, and Tosfos says no. If the Gemara says mis-se'udo lis-se'udo, then a person does not have to wait 6 hours, as long as a person eats his meat in one meal and his milk in a separate meal. 2 separate meals is enough. The person can eat meat, and then if he has another meal straight away, he can eat milk in that meal, no problem at all. Mis-se'udo lis-se'udo, 2 separate meals, nothing more. So we have a clear machlokes. Tosfos holds that meat and then milk, mis-se'udo lis-se'udo, 2 separate meals. Rashi and the Rambam hold, no, not only 2 separate meals, but 6 hours also. What? Why 6 hours? What happens after 6 hours? What's the problem less than 6 hours? So Rashi says that when a person eats meat, meat takes time to digest, and the taste of the meat lingers in his mouth. It's moishach tam bepeh. Because meat takes a long time to digest, therefore the taste of the meat still lingers in his mouth until he's digested it. It's moishach tam bepeh. Rashi says, Rambam says differently. Rambam says that when a person eats meat, the slivers of meat get lodged between his teeth. And there is bosa b'nashinayim, there's slivers of meat lodge between his teeth, and therefore a person has to wait 6 hours. After 6 hours, that meat is not considered meat anymore. It's not considered meat anymore. As long as it's there for 6 hours, it's considered meat. After 6 hours, the slivers are no more considered meat. What is an African minute between Rashi and Rambam? What do I care whether the reason a person has to wait is because the food, the taste of the food takes time to digest and the taste remains in his mouth, or whether I know like the Rambam that the slivers of meat lodge between his teeth? Mimonoshech has to wait 6 hours. Minas kimina, whether it's because of Moshech Tambater or whether it's Bosa Vena Shinaim. So let's go straight to the interesting Minas kimina. What happens if a person has two pairs of false teeth? He's got a pair of false teeth for Freishik, and he's got a pair of false teeth for Milchik. So therefore, if the reason a person has to wait is because the taste lingers in his mouth, so it doesn't make a difference however many pair of false teeth he has, the taste of the meat will linger in his mouth, and therefore he's got to wait 6 hours until that taste is gone so he can eat his milk. But if the reason is because pieces of meat, slivers of meat are lodged between his teeth, so no problem, he can take out his leishik of false teeth and he can put in his milk of false teeth, no problem at all. That's an afkamina, practical afkamina, but that's not an afkamina brought down in the Shulchan Aruch itself. There's many other afkaminas which are mentioned, and let's go to some afkaminas. What happens if a person chews meat? He doesn't swallow it, he just chews the meat. He's got a little baby and he wants to feed him some meat, but the meat is very difficult for the child to chew or to swallow, so he's loyis, he chews the meat and then he gives it to his child, so he hasn't swallowed it, so therefore there's no problems of digestion. So according to Rashi, he would not have to wait, but according to the Rambam, as long as he's chewed it, there are slivers of meat lodged between his teeth, and therefore he'd have to wait 6 hours. And ask him in the other way round, what happens if a person eats shuman bosel? He eats the fat of the meat, he doesn't eat the meat itself, he eats the fat of the meat. According to the Rambam, he won't have to wait because there are no slivers of meat lodged between his teeth. But according to Rashi, seeing as he ate the shuman bosel, it's going to take time to digest and the taste of the meat will linger in his mouth, so therefore he'd have to wait. Another nafkamina, nikur achar sheish, does he have to clean out his teeth to the best of his ability after 6 hours? Does he have to make sure if he sees that there is pieces of meat stuck between his teeth, does he have to clean them out after 6 hours? He's about to eat the milk, he's waited 6 hours and he feels there's a bit of meat stuck in between his teeth, does he have to clean it out? According to the Rambam, he does not have to clean it, because after 6 hours it's not called bosel anymore. It's not called bosel. Rashi Enkin, according to Rashi, if there's meat in between his teeth, he's got to get rid of it, because 6 hours only helps for the food to digest, but it doesn't get rid, doesn't make the slivers of meat not meat anymore. Another two nafkaminas is gvino kosher, hard cheese, and this is where the idea comes from that people wait 6 hours after hard cheese. Gvino kosher, the Maram in Rothenburg once found some cheese in between his teeth, and from then on he decided that he's got to be masked to wait 6 hours after gvino kosher. Gvino kosher, because it's hard cheese, so the pieces of cheese get stuck between the teeth, and therefore you'd have to wait 6 hours. But that would only be according to the Rambam, but according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours because he doesn't hold the problem of cheese in between the teeth. Another nafkamina is gvino metulas, wormy cheese. I'm not sure what that is, but there is such a thing called gvino metulas. The Taz brings this down. Wormy cheese is very difficult to digest, and therefore it's moishach tam bepeh. So according to Rashi, you'd have to wait 6 hours, and according to the Rambam, you won't have to wait 6 hours. So these are some nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi and the Rambam, a person eats meat, he's got to wait 6 hours. According to Tosfos, a person eats meat, he doesn't have to wait. If he's eating another meal, he's fine. Mitsu'udu l'su'udu, as long as it's two separate meals. Now, the thing is that this, according to Tosfos, and this is a very nice Shavuot, for example, according to Tosfos, I mean, it's not a halacha because we don't paskin like Tosfos, but according to Tosfos, can a person create another meal in order to eat milk? That means if a person ate meat and he happens to be eating another meal, so what's the problem? It's misu'udu l'su'udu. He's two separate meals. According to Tosfos, there's no break of 6 hours between these two meals. Two separate meals, fine. He ate meat, another meal milk. What happens if a person ate first course meat and now he wants to eat second course milk? Is he allowed to create another meal in order to eat milk? What will he do? He'll clear the table, he'll bench, and he'll make another meal. The truth is, the chayra, he's bluffing. Who's he bluffing? He's still hungry. He doesn't want a one course meal, he wants a two course meal. He's not really holding by having a second meal, but he wants to create a second meal in order to be able to eat milk. Says the Ramah, why not? No problem. It's misa'udah v'sa'udah. Two separate meals. You can create another meal. Says the Taz, no. If you look in the Lashon of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Silek ubirech, if he cleared the table and he benched, then he can have milk in the next meal straight away. But he's not allowed to go and specially bench and specially clear the table in order to create another meal in order that he can have milk. So we have a machloikas, Ramon Taz, where a person is allowed to create another meal in order to eat milk straight afterwards. What is the machloikas about? So one thing we have to understand according to Tosfos, according to Rashi and the Rambam, we understand the difference between milk and then meat, and meat and then milk. Why does a person have to wait 6 hours and two separate meals between meat and milk? Either because he's got digestive problems, because it's moshech tam bepeh, the tasting is in his mouth, he's got to wait 6 hours, or because there's slivers of meat lodged between his teeth, which necessitates waiting 6 hours. Whereas when a person has milk, when a person eats milky food, he doesn't have those problems. There is no moshech tam bepeh, and there is no bosor b'nashinayim. And therefore, that's why a person doesn't have to wait 6 hours after eating milky foods. So according to Rambam, it's understandable the difference. What's so terrible about meat? Meat has got problems, according to Rashi and the Rambam. Either it's moshech tam bepeh, or it's bosor b'nashinayim. So meat has intrinsic problems which necessitate waiting 6 hours. Whereas milk doesn't have those issues, doesn't have those problems. And therefore, a person doesn't have to wait after eating milk, except for the three things that we mentioned at the start: netila, kinuach, and adocha. Nothing more. But according to Tosfos, what did the meat do wrong? According to Tosfos, after you eat milk, netila, kinuach, and adocha. Wash your hands, clean your mouth, wash your mouth, and you can eat meat. If you eat meat, misudra seuda, you've got to eat it in two separate meals. Why? What's wrong with meat that a person should have to eat them in two separate meals? If there's a problem of basar bein hashinayim, then he should have to wait 6 hours. If there's a problem of moshech tam, he should have to wait 6 hours. The Tosfos says you don't have to wait 6 hours. It's enough misudah as long as it's two separate meals. So why is it that meat and then milk needs two separate meals, but milk and then meat does not need two separate meals? According to Rashi and Rambam, we understand the difference. Meat has issues. Meat has moshech tam, it has basar bein hashinayim, but it has to wait 6 hours. But according to Tosfos, the person doesn't have to wait 6 hours. He has to make two separate meals. Why? Why is it if a person eats meat, then he can't eat his milk until the next meal? But if a person eats milk, then he can eat meat in the same meal, as long as he's done the netila, kinuach, and adocha. We have to understand, according to Tosfos, the difference. So there's two possible explanations. Really, truly, Tosfos agrees to the problems of either the Rambam or Rashi. Pick and choose whoever you want. It's irrelevant. But Tosfos agrees that meat has problems, either because it's moshech tam bepeh, like Rashi says, or because the slivers of meat get lodged between his teeth, like the Rambam says. Truly, Tosfos agrees to Rashi or the Rambam that meat has problems. So why doesn't Tosfos say you have to wait 6 hours? Because Tosfos agrees to the problems of Rashi or the Rambam, but it doesn't agree with the solution to the problem. Rashi and the Rambam say, seeing as there's a problem of moshech tam, or a problem of basar bein hashinayim, a person has to wait 6 hours until he's got rid of the problem, until the problem is gone. Only then can he eat his milk. Why? Because if a person eats milk while there's a taste of meat lingering in his mouth, or if a person eats milk while there is meat lodged between his teeth, soon enough he'll end up eating milk and meat together. Chazal wanted to make a clear cut difference between meat and milk. There's not allowed to be a taste of meat in his mouth. There's not allowed to be a sliver of meat in your mouth, say Chazal. And to do that, you have to wait 6 hours. Only then did Chazal say, you can have your milk. Don't forget, midiraisa, only if a person cooks meat and milk together and then eats it, only if a person eats meat and milk which was cooked together, is the oiva basa b'chol of midiraisa. The whole idea of waiting is only midirabonon. Why were Chazal so machmir? Chazal were machmir because if a person eats milk while there is a taste of meat in his mouth, or if a person eats milk while there is meat lodged between his teeth, then he may end up eating meat and milk together. So Chazal say, wait 6 hours until the problem has gone, and then he can eat his milk. Tosfos agrees to the problems. And the problems are that there's a taste of meat in his mouth, or there's meat lodged between his teeth, but Tosfos disagrees with the solution to the problem. Tosfos says, you're right, there's meat lodged between your teeth. You're right, there's a taste of meat in your mouth. You know what the solution is? The solution is make a heker. Make a heker. How do I make a heker? Two separate meals is a heker. A person won't say, oh, there's a taste of meat in my mouth and I'm allowed to eat milk, therefore I'm going to go to McDonald's, Chas v'Shalom, and eat a cheeseburger. No, he's not going to say that. Why? Because he's made a clear differentiation between his meat and his milk. He has made a heker. How has he made a heker? He is eating his meat and then his milk in two separate meals. So Tosfos agrees to the solution. And true, he may be eating milk with a taste of meat in his mouth. True, he may be eating milk while there is meat lodged between his teeth. But he has made a clear heker between the two. He has split between the meat and the milk. He's eating them in two separate meals. That could be pshat in Tosfos. The Yad Yehuda is masbir Tosfos slightly differently, and we'll see there might be an akimin between the Yad Yehuda and the first explanation. The other explanation is, says the Yad Yehuda, that Tosfos again agrees to either the problem of Rashi and the Rambam, that there is an intrinsic problem with meat. There's a problem of Moshech Tam or a problem of Bosa Bein HaShinayim. Tosfos agrees to that, and essentially, truly, under normal circumstances, when a person eats one meal and then eats another meal, there is 6 hours in between the meals. Under normal circumstances, there is 6 hours between the meals. A person eats his morning meal in the olden days, and he ate his evening meal, there was 6 hours in between the meals. However, what happens if it so happens that he ate his meal 5 hours after his morning meal, or he ate his meal 4 hours, or maybe it so happened to be that he ate a very late breakfast and a very early supper, and there was hardly any space of time between the two meals? Says the Yehuda, that Tosfos holds loy plug. Chazal weren't makpid that there should always be 6 hours. They said two separate meals, and under normal circumstances, two separate meals is 6 hours. Of course, sometimes there's less than 6 hours between the two meals. Sometimes there's less than 5 hours or less than 4 hours. But loy plug, Chazal weren't makpid if it so happened to be that there is less than 6 hours between the meals. These are the two mahalchim in Tosfos. What is an afkemina between the first mahalach, which we said that Tosfos holds the idea is to make a heker, to make a clear cut distinction between the meat and milk, or whether we learn pshat in Tosfos al loy plug that normally there's 6 hours, but if there wasn't 6 hours, it's also good. Nafkemina would be, can you go ahead and create a second meal? Can I create a second meal in order to eat my milk? I had a pleishik meal, and now I want to eat milk. Can I clear the table and bench especially in order to eat milk? It's not that I finished my meal and I decide to have another meal. No, I'm holding by my first meal and I want to finish off this meal and create a second meal. Can I do that? If the idea is to make a heker, to make a clear-cut distinction, so I'm going ahead and making a heker. What? I'm going to bench in order that I should make a clear distinction between my meat and my milk. So why can't I create another meal in order to make a heker between the meat and the milk? So if pshat and Tosfos is heker, then of course you can go and create another meal. Maybe that's why there are more holes, that according to Tosfos you're allowed to create a second meal, because he understood pshat and Tosfos midin heker. But if you learn pshat and Tosfos like the Yad Yehuda, who says that the idea of pshat and Tosfos is not heker, but pshat and Tosfos is loy plug, that under normal circumstances the separation between the two meals is 6 hours. Sometimes machta chamol, that the timing is less than that, it's less than 6 hours, and therefore loy plug, Chazal went makpid if it was less than 6 hours, And even if it happened to be straight away, like look, Chazal went makpid. If it wasn't a space between the two meals, if that's pshat, then you can't lehedya go and bystep and circumvent the whole idea, blatantly circumvent the whole idea of waiting. And the normal circumstances, it is 6 hours. If it happened to be less, then a person can eat a meal. But a person can't go ahead and create another meal. A person can't go ahead and say, I'm going to bench, I'm going to clear the table, and I'm going to have another meal, because he is blatantly circumventing the idea of waiting. If he waited, if it so happened to be that he had a meal early, so it wasn't bedaya, it so happened to be that his meal was early. But by going ahead and creating a second meal, you're blatantly going against the idea of hamtona, against the idea of waiting 6 hours. According to that, a person would not be able to create another meal, and actually that's a pshat and taz. And as a taz is a medayik from Lashon HaTosfos, Tosfos only says silikibrich if you happen to have bench, if you happen to be holding by the second meal, but you're not allowed to go and create your second meal in order to go and eat milk. Huh? If it happens to be, you have to have it early. You have to have it early. Yeah. This anyway. So far, you're in the mindset. This is all according to Tosfos. It's all according to Tosfos. We hold Lemaisa like Rashi and the Rambam. We are machmir on 6 hours, even though the Ramah himself paskens like Tosfos, Mesuda Mesuda, and he says that the minig is Hamtonat Shor, which is an hour, which is what they do in Amsterdam. But Lemaisa, if you look at the Shach and Taz, they very very strongly say that a person has to wait 6 hours, in extremely strong terms, and that's what has been accepted, to wait 6 hours.
Are you there
3 hours for the Ikkar? Oh, so 3 hours in England it's very prevalent, the minig of 3 hours. It's, a lot of English people keep 3 hours, and there's a big mucharai. Where does it come from? Where does this idea of 3 hours come from? So the Dalki Tshuva says, Dalki Tshuva, the Munkat Cherov and Rav David Pardon Mizmer David says that Mitzuda Mitzuda in winter, in the very very short days, how much was Mitzuda Mitzuda? The minimum time between the meals was 3 hours. Is a raya, is a proof, is a proof that the food can digest within 3 hours. So that's, he said that's the makoyer for 3 hours, and he brings that Bnei Ashkenaz keep 3 hours, and he says yesh lohem al malis, they have what to rely upon, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the German Jews, they have what to rely upon, because the shortest time in Mitzuda Mitzuda is 3 hours, is a proof that the food can digest within 3 hours. However, there is a Rabbein Yerucham. Interesting. There's a Stira Rabbein Yerucham. There's two Sfarim. Rabbein Yerucham has a Sefer called Issa Vehetel Rabbein Yerucham. And he's got the main Sefer of Rabbein Yerucham. And there is a Stira. In one place, he says Gimel Shois. In one place, he writes Gimel Shois. Now, there's no new print of Rabbein Yerucham. This is a very old print. He writes a Gimel Shois. And in the other safe, he writes Sheishois. So there's a stira in Rabbein Yerucham. Yeah, I don't know. It could be a partial printing mistake. So I don't know if the gimel, either the gimel was changed from a vav, or maybe the sheish was actually a sholosh and they forgot to put the lamed in, and it ended up sheish. But there is a Rabbein Yerucham who brings the gimel shois. But of course, anyone who doesn't have that minig, lechayu should be keeping 6 hours. And let's see, if he's got a meaning of 3 hours, then yesh lahem al malis, says the Bnei Ashkenaz. But of course, everyone should ask, a shayla, everyone should ask his Rob what he should be keeping.